This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Hello, this is not Danny. This is Leslie Pops. And we miss Danny today, but he's off doing some big mega thing that he is, superstar that he is. So I'm introducing the girls today. Yay! And the podcast, Party Party Pod.
You did that beautifully. It was just the right touch of Leslie-ness.
Yes.
It wasn't very professional.
We were doing a mic test with Leslie Pops just a few seconds ago. And and do you know what she said for her mic test? Spaghetti on toast, which is so British, which is so our heritage too. And it was just, it's so opposite Trim Healthy Mama, but it was funny.
It was funny to just think about. It's actually possible you could do it the THM'd way.
Yes, you could.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. But yeah, we talked about how we put everything on toast.
Yeah,
but
British, guys, like baked beans on toast.
I still like baked beans on toast.
Soup on toast.
Oh, yeah. I don't like soup on
Split
toast.
Split pea on toast.
We grew up with soup on toast. What else did we used to do on toast?
Like tomato. I mean, I can see dipping toast into tomato soup.
Oh, toast fingers? Did your mum cut them up into fingers?
You dip them in the boiled eggs.
Oh, yes, you dip it in the boiled eggs.
Soldiers.
Toast soldiers. Boiled what about, egg. This is not just necessarily like, sorry, I have a little bit of a, sorry.
Yeah, I just don't spread your COVID around here.
No, my body doesn't COVID. My body doesn't COVID. I feel great. It's just a little tickle.
And hey, sorry for all those we joked about COVID. I don't want to joke about COVID, but sometimes you just got to have humor in your life. So maybe I do want to joke. I know I understand people have died. So I'm not joking about that.
There have been people that have officially died of it.
That's true too.
There have been people that have unofficially died.
That's true too.
Where it wasn't really COVID. But
anyway, what are we talking about?
But we on the hilltop and neither.
Yeah, we don't. My body doesn't COVID. But I just want to say this though. It's not necessarily like a big thick thing on toast, but mousetraps. My husband's like, I said to my children, let's have mousetraps for afternoon tea.
It's a mousetrap.
And he said, first of all, what's afternoon tea? I'm like, we've been married this amount of time. You don't know what afternoon tea is? I'm like, it's afternoon snack, you know?
Mousetraps is Vegemite on toast, plus then you put cheese on it.
Yes.
Oh.
You melt cheese on Vegemite toast.
But this is not what we're talking about. We've got to get to the point of the day.
So off topic.
Leslie Pops made me do it.
Anyway, just there's your introduction.
Thank you, Leslie. We might be calling you back if we need you or if we need John. Yeah. To pep up the conversation.
I'll just be over there where I usually am.
See ya. Bye, Basamos. We've got a bit of a three-parter today. Serene's got something that she wants to bring, a little something.
Well, it's just a little bit. It's a no d'oeuvres.
And then I've got some listener questions, but I'm just picking one for today because then I have a very awesome superfood spotlight.
And you have a lovely dress on too, Pearl.
Thank you.
Yes.
You know, I told you, right?
It's a bit of a mother of the bride dress.
No, it's $21 off Amazon.
I know, but it's cream with red crimson flowers.
It looks more expensive than it is, but you know how I was wearing that. I start off with one grey dress.
Yes.
You know when you couldn't try clothes on earlier this season? Some states you still can't.
Oh my God.
I think mostly here in Tennessee you can't either.
What?
You can't try clothes on because of the, you know,
I suppose I don't get out.
No, you don't get out. So anyway, I bought one grey dress off Emma. Usually things look terrible when I buy them off Emma for me. Horribly shocking. But this one, everyone said, oh, Dred, I love your dress, Pearl. So then I brought a red one. Everyone said, Pearl, I love your dress. So guess what I did then?
I brought
a blue one. I brought a white one. I brought this floral one.
I like that.
I brought a teal one.
Mm.
A couple of others. So now I have like seven dresses of the same style.
Speaking of mother of the bride, my daughter's got engaged recently.
Yay, Charlotte's got engaged.
I know, I'll be mother of the bride.
Yay.
For the first time. I've never been mother of the bride.
Yeah, I know.
I've been mother of the groom, but not mother of the bride.
That's true.
Yes.
She
is getting engaged. It's all into political people. She's gotten engaged to the son of the man who runs Trim Healthy Mama.
Yeah, who's our manager of Trim Healthy Mama. We actually run it, Serene. But he makes sure
it
runs properly. If Serene and I actually ran it, my goodness, you wouldn't have any products.
It wouldn't be a Trim Healthy
because
Mama.
We wouldn't know what's coming from Sri Lanka and what's coming from India and what's coming from Asia. We wouldn't know all that stuff.
Yeah.
But we just, all that, yeah, so... And my son, Noble's getting married October. Your daughter's getting married December. But let's get on with today.
Yeah, totally.
People tuned in for meat. Bring it, Serene.
Yeah. And I'm looking to concentrate, but I see my children like galloping up, like ready to slam through the doors. But we'll see what happens, shall
we? Well, Leslie can cut them off.
Okay. I was just reading this morning. Pearl was like, hey, you got anything for the potty? Because Dan's not going to be here. So it's just kind of a, you know, a light potty. You got anything? And I'm like, I was just reading this morning in my reading and something just blew open a synaptic space in my brain. And
as you say, blew a bomb.
I blew a bomb. I'm actually hot right now. I was cold and I put a fitted sheet around me like a shawl because it was the only other thing in the potty cabin to stay warm. Now I'm taking off my fitted sheet shawl. And it's not just for those pisamos that aren't like Bible readers or whatever. It's still going to bless your socks off because it's a paradigm Ooh. Shift for me. And it was unbelievable. And it said faith. This is Hebrews 11, chapter about, Hebrews 11, verse 24. It said faith enabled Moses to choose God's will, for although he was raised as the son of Pharaoh's daughter, he refused to make that his identity. I'm like, whoa, he took his whole childhood, everything he knew, all the concrete memories, everything that cellularly made up who he was.
Yeah, because remember Moses, right? He was a baby.
Yeah.
When he went into that little basket and went down the stream, those of you who know your Bible stories,
yeah,
went down the stream and then was therefore caught by a lady and taken to the palace and totally raised his whole life as a prince.
By Pharaoh.
Yeah, raised. An Egyptian prince.
Yes. But it wasn't life for him. It wasn't future of life for him. It wasn't his calling. And so he refused to take all that was his identity by right, by memories, by everything, and said, no, I refuse to make that my identity. And it just knocked me over my head because so many people and me in the past have been like, well, you don't know. You know, you're not in my shoes. You don't know what I've been through, or you don't know how you know, you haven't experienced this firsthand. And we can get very strong about our identities because of the concrete memories, all the years that may have built this identity in us. And I just saw it for what it was. We need faith for identity.
Mm.
We actually have to have faith. And why do we have to have faith? Because sometimes it doesn't make logical sense. Actually, it doesn't. When you need faith, nothing is making logical sense. You have to take – faith always needs a leap. It's a step of faith.
And Serene, you know, when you read this to me this morning, a huge, huge light bulbs went off in my head because, they're coming in and out a lot, Serene.
Yeah.
Look after your children, why don't you? The door squeaks. Okay, because
– you want me to buy you a little treat when we go to the store? The bribe treat?
The bribe. Okay, so, you know, you can think of it in many ways, this identity, you know, taking from the scripture. Well, Moses knew that he was created for something completely different, even though it was not how he was raised.
Right.
God told him, you're going to be the leader of my people, this whole other group, this Hebrew group over there.
Yeah.
That's what you are made for. But he was raised in a palace. He was given everything. He had a different upbringing, different food, different things, different. And then he had to go to this culture and he had to put on that identity, Serene. Yeah. I'm thinking of this for many aspects of our life, right? But I'm also thinking it for our Trim Healthy Mama journeys. Many of us were raised in a home that comfort foods were something completely
spaghetti on toast, mate.
Or worse, right? Maybe it was Pop-Tarts. Maybe it was, no, we sit around eating, you know, sugar-laden treats when we're stressed. Maybe in the culture in my home, you know, our comfort was you know, Coca-Cola in a can. It could be anything.
Right.
But now our identity can be completely something else by faith.
Totally.
By calling.
Yes.
We are called to nurture and to honor this body we are given. And it actually, that past identity, if it was in the wrong, if it was an error, if it's not something we are called to, then that doesn't have to be our identity. Right. We can actually cut it off.
If you need to take a step of faith to have a new identity, well, so be it, because Moses, by faith, it said by faith, which means there was nothing in his natural sense that supported it. So by faith, he had to take a massive leap and say, I refuse. I refuse for all that I know to be my identity, which is humongous. And it could be like you've suffered with PCOS for years. Yeah. Maybe you've got fibromyalgia. Maybe, you know, your adrenals have crashed and you are the tired woman. Your identity has been the woman that everybody comes with compassion to say, well, how are you doing this week? And you've always got the story of, well, the ups and the downs of all the struggles that go along with all of those, the illness that you may be suffering. But maybe a leap of faith to be like, hey, I am not this sick woman. I'm a healthy woman who's fighting off sickness.
Yeah.
And just change the whole identity. And if it doesn't sound logical, well, awesome.
Because Moses had all those memories, right? What if you're in a marriage, maybe you're still in it, right? And you have almost a whole lifetime of memories of hardship in your marriage. Now, logic says, well, that's your identity, right? I've been in a struggling marriage.
Or it's the identity of your marriage.
Yeah, that's my memory. We've lived in a struggling marriage. I'm in a struggling marriage. My relationships have been broken.
Mm-hmm.
But what if by faith, that's not what you've been called to? What if there is something bigger? I'm in a marriage that is healing. Not that is broken. It's two ways to look at it. Like Moses looked at it in a completely different, higher way than the actual reality was. The reality was, you know, but hey, I've been brought up. This is all I've known. The reality was he could have said, but this is all I've known. I don't know that other culture.
Right.
But what if that other culture is better for you?
Right. It's deep.
Oh, Serena, it's just so good one for line, me.
But
it's
I'm
so
just like, wow, faith and identity go hand in hand too. Because most people think, oh, yeah, you have faith for mountain moving and you have faith for this and you have faith for that. But people get very, very passionate about being married to truth. I'm just being
realist
honest.
Identity.
Realism, that's it. And when it comes to identity, they start putting their tent pegs down like, no, no, no. I'm being a realist.
My realism, I'm a stress eater because I always have been a stress eater.
Right.
So that's my realism. That is what I have done because those are my memories. That's what my family did.
Right.
But no, there's something more out there for you.
I love that.
Your higher calling, your higher identity is not a stress eater.
And once we have our identity changed, identity is the beginning of everything.
I know, and we keep harping on about it. But Serene, I need it. Every single time you bring something, Serene, it's like I've forgotten the other things and I need to be reminded. And it's so good for me.
I know
if it's good for me, I know it's good for you guys, our listeners.
Yeah.
Your children are going to come in for the 20th time. Good job, mother.
Okay, 1 second. You carry on with the joke, Pearl.
No, I want to hear. I want everyone to hear you telling them off.
If you want treats, yes, there shall be toast without spaghetti.
Oh, who's calling me?
And your phone. Pearl.
I'm turning this off.
Good.
No, it's okay. It's all real life today.
Yeah. Jenny keeps us in order, obviously.
No,
who would know?
I thought he made things like more crazy, but I guess not. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
All right, Serene, I'm going to bring this because I thought this was a really good question. Dear Serene and Pearl, Serene, Pearl, and Danny, and this is from Micaela, M-I-C-A-E-L-A.
Oh, yay.
Micaela?
Micaela?
Well, Micaela's usually spelled different, but this might be a different way of spelling it. Sorry if I hacked your name. Thank you so much for your wonderful podcast. I know I'm not the only one who looks forward to Wednesdays every week. I've been a trim, healthy mama since 2014. Ooh,
oh,
a vet.
Girl.
And love it. I was wondering if you could do a podcast about hospitality. Having people in my home and bringing meals to others is very important to me and something that I love to do.
I already love Micaela.
Yeah. But I struggle with the dilemma of making traditional meals for people versus trim, healthy mama meals.
Mm-hmm.
Dessert is always the hardest part for me as well. I am on a budget and need to make things stretch. Traditional dessert recipes do save money, but I also want to help others in their health journeys. For example, someone who is sick or just had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
For now, I've just been making desserts that use honey or coconut sugar to save money. Also, not everyone does Trim Healthy Mama. Should I take it upon myself to make them something on plan? If it isn't something that they're interested in or care about, I would love your thoughts hear what you have all done for your families on the hilltop. Mm. Blessings to each of you. Man, we've got a lot to say about this.
A lot to say.
Should because we've thought in? About this, struggled with this, yes. tried different approaches to this.
Yes. I mean, it's true. I was about to say something so politically incorrect.
Okay, well, just skip that and go with
it. I was about to say, you know, you can't throw your pearls before swine. And I didn't mean it in a bad way. I just mean sometimes.
You mean all those people that don't do THM as swine.
No, we've just been like sometimes.
You're a swine.
No, sometimes we'll go to a potluck, the big, large church potluck, and I won't bring my grass-fed beef and put it in that chili. Because they don't even care.
No, it's very
true. They're going to drink it with their sugar sweet tea. So whatever I make or bring mm-hmm. to a big event will always be whole foods healthy. I'm not going to put sugar in anything to poison people off. But I may not bring the specialty foods for certain members of our family that care and need it.
Yeah, can I help you like get some good points going here?
Thank you, Pearl.
We've tried it both ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it depends upon the situation, Michaela, don't know which. It really depends upon who you're making this for. Mm. I believe if someone's really trying, like if a mother just had a baby and she really wants to keep her blood sugar steady, she's in that postpartum, we want good milk for her, she wants to shed some weight, then I'm all about taking her something that fits that need.
Yes.
So it will be Trim Healthy Mama. It might be a crossover even.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but if I, like Serene said, Serene and I have figured this out. If we take it to a potluck and there's teenagers there and there's all sorts of people there, we don't feed our really, you know, treasured THM ingredients to them all because it's lost on them.
It's lost. They don't care. And then they're all going out for pizza.
And then they've got the sugar desserts there right after. Next to it. So what's the use?
Right. But I think we have a certain moral in the fact that you wouldn't bring to them like the crappiest thing.
I wouldn't. Usually like our Hilltop Church, right?
Yeah.
We have our things that we bring.
Yes.
Mine is always like a whole food thing. I make a chili.
Yeah.
And it's whole food. It's crossover. That's what I bring all the time. But honestly, this is the truth, Serene. I have brought like if my husband like got given sugar desserts and I don't want them in my house, I'm taking them to the potluck to get rid of them because they're going to eat them.
But you wouldn't make it.
No, I wouldn't make something with sugar and take it. I'm not saying like for special occasions like Christmas or something.
I wouldn't feel guilty at all for making a cake for a large family or something. Like I said, if there's a lady just had a baby, she's got weight to lose, she needs energy, milk to make, I would do the specialty ingredients. Yeah. But I wouldn't feel guilty about baking a cake for a family who just moved in next door with honey or coconut sugar.
Not at all.
I think that'd be wonderful. You're not like going against the fact that you don't want to like pull down people's health. You're not pulling down people's health with honey or coconut sugar. You just may not be making them lose weight with that cake.
Exactly.
Who cares?
Big whoop.
Yeah.
And so I think you should feel great about what you do. And I love that you want to reach out to people. I love that you're making things for other people.
And so the fact is that, right, you can't afford specialty ingredients for the whole world.
You can't.
But the other thing is there are cheaper things you can for dessert, like berries and cream.
Yeah.
Frozen berries, not fresh, they're expensive, but frozen berries with whipped cream on top, and you're not having to spend a heap of money on like baking blend and all that stuff. So there are other desserts that are totally on plan, but are just cheaper because they're just two simple ingredients at a Whole Foods.
There's two parts to my next answer, Serene. I want you to help, but there's another thing. If, on the other hand, if you are trying to get someone, show them this way of eating, you know, then it's different. Then you do take them something with baking blend and gentle sweet and like, look at this Trimtastic chocolate cake. This is what you can eat on Trim Healthy Mama. And you're pulling them into the fold, which could change their life.
Right. And also the other part to her question, if she's inviting people into a home and having hospitality, very similar to the potluck experience. When I have big families over to my house or just people that may not be like coming for the interest of learning the diet.
Yeah.
I'm just putting whole foods on the table, healthy whole foods, making it stretch. And there may be a few little side dishes that end up being particularly THM, but that's great. It's just I'm not going to like put it all out there like
Serene
a big
and I don't,
splurge.
Even though we're like the original Trim Healthy Mamas, you would come to, if we have a party at our house, like we make it whole food, but I've got regular blue corn chips there.
Oh,
I've got regular salsa our children are growing and they're wiry. We don't have weight issues.
You won't find Coca-Cola and Fanta. And, is Fanta
no, you
a
won't
drink
find
in America?
Fanta was back in New Zealand, Australia. I think they have it here too. But, you know, you're not finding Sprite and those sorts of things. Right. But you are finding basic foods. And people will bring sugar-laid items to our parties if it's potluck sometimes. And we're not like, oh, you can't come in the door. No. We're like, oh, thanks. That's awesome. Bring it in.
Usually it's left. Yeah. But then, you know, that's fine.
But
no, there's no looking down the nose at that either.
No,
yeah,
we don't. We just have a good time and fellowship with one another. Mm-hmm. And we just, so I think you're so on the right track. I don't think you should bust your budget.
Yeah.
You know?
Not at all.
Especially if it's not, if it goes unnoticed and unappreciated.
And sometimes if you're going out to somebody's house because you want to be part of the other end of the hospitality thing, you can bringing a big, big salad. It's not like mm-hmm. you're, so that, you know, you can share it with everybody. It can mm-hmm. be like absolutely hearty and delicious, but you don't have to bring like everything that had your four specialty ingredients you saved for a month to purchase.
No, absolutely. So you know, I hope we answered that one, and I hope we're freeing people up by that.
Yeah.
Because some people feel if they make something that's not perfectly with Bacon Blend or Gentle Sweet, they're not a trim, healthy mama. Oh,
that's
so
not
true.
The case.
Okay.
My family loves scones, jam and cream. We put a THM approved recipe for a scones, jam and cream in the table book, but it's a traditional meal that we grew mm-hmm. up on, and so that's just plain whole wheat flour. I mean, mm-hmm. I use spelt. Mm-hmm. Organic spelt, but still, it's not like sprouted or right. cultured. And that's, you know, something we will, you know.
It's because you're making it for so many people, Serene.
Week.
You're just using what you can afford.
Yeah. And it's whole foods.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not like sweating. If it's whole foods, I'm not sweating.
Not sweating. Hey.
My whole family, just so everybody yeah. knows, is not a trim, healthy mama plan person.
No, they're not like.
My husband is when he obeys.
Yeah. My husband too.
And he's being a good
Yeah, but we just raise
right
our
now.
Children on whole foods. Now, they get a lot of our tweaked foods. You're putting baobab in so much.
Putting baobab in your chilies. The trimmy bisque, because I've got one on the table every night. So basically every evening meal ends up being, you know, but they'll cross
it
over.
Yeah, they've got your good
whole
homemade bread. And that. So I don't really know how they're not on Trim Healthy Mama, but
what
do you
mean
by that? They're not on the weight loss part
That's what I'm saying. What I mean by that is they'll have the blue organic corn chips.
Yeah.
And they're going to have popcorn with coconut oil all over it. They're not making an E or an S.
No.
They're having real food.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And sometimes my children just, you know, from the store, I'll buy them bread, whole grain bread that's sometimes not sprouted. Sometimes they don't want the sprouted form. And they're fine.
Yeah, I mean, I bash my children. I'm joking. No, I like them. Like, you are having something else other than sourdough. Like,
well, you make it yourself.
I'm just
so
teasing.
Of course,
I'm just totally.
But Serene, my children love your sourdough. Like sometimes, if you give me a loaf, it's like my children's dreams have come true. They put it in the toaster and they butter it and they put cheese on top and they're like, "Bliss, Mum, why don't you make Serene's bread, Mum?" I'm like, "Why don't you make it?"
Exactly. My children lose points though if they're wanting regular bread over my sourdough.
I bet.
They lose points.
They should.
Do. Yeah.
Because that yours is
But
the
everything
best.
Else they don't lose points on. And I even make granola for them with honey
oh,
and coconut
yeah.
oil or with oats. And I don't try and throw all the gentle sweet
I
in it.
I want my sons to put honey in their smoothie. My son Rocky needs to gain weight. I try to get him to put more honey in.
Yes. My toddlers are all on the anti-trim healthy mama diet, which means we do the opposite. Which
well,
means
it's all
we put
whole
every
foods.
Fat and every good whole carb together.
Yeah.
And I want them chubby.
Well, all you mean is you're doing the very extreme crossover version for them.
That's what I mean. The opposite
That's
of the premise of how to lose weight.
Yep.
I do the opposite, yeah.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
THM Oolong Tea is back. It's been gone for so long, and it's back, and guess what? It's better than ever. We had a great source of oolong tea for a long time. And then the last batch they wanted to send us did not have quite the great specs that we like. We love to get oolong tea that is low on the heavy metals, does not have toxin, things like that. And the batch they wanted to send us wasn't up to our standard. And so we rejected it. And we looked for another source, and now we have found a brilliant source because oolong tea, Serene's going to talk about all the health benefits.
Mm.
But sadly, oftentimes it has too high levels of lead. And there's much of it out there on the makeup.
Tea overall does.
Yes.
Black tea is super high.
And oolong tea. Serene's going to talk about why it's good for you. But then you're going to take all those health benefits and have high lead? Nuh-uh. So we have oolong tea.
Clean and pristine.
And, the spec sheet is just amazing. So we're super excited. Smooth taste. Serene, talk about oolong tea. Why do we want to be drinking oolong tea?
Because it's the main ingredient in our shrinker. And why is it the main ingredient in a drink called the shrinker? Because oolong tea shrinks your body. I'm telling you, for every cup that you drink, over 130 calories get burnt by just drinking a cup. That's incredible.
Yes. It is out of all the teas existing. You know, people say drink green tea for fat loss and weight loss. Oolong tea is significantly more effective.
Very significantly through studies and research. But I tell you what, it's also incredible for reversing diabetes, preventing diabetes. It's relaxing. It will give you a little pep from the caffeine, but it's also known because of its theanine levels to be a relaxant.
And so we love oolong tea. It's the actually called the elixir of the ages. It was thought to prolong life in Asian cultures and all the polyphenols. It is rich in polyphenols to pep up your health and to shrink your waistline. So oolong tea, it's back and it's fabulous. Go to trimhealthymama.com and get our new 20 count pack. You no longer have to put 100 tea bags in your box, which is sort of a little cumbersome. And so this is easy. And it's less expense for you to shell out, and it's all new. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
I'm Serene.
Trim Healthy Mama. Superfood. Spotlight.
It is time for our Superfood Spotlight. Listen, Serene, we have never done a superfood spotlight on watermelon, right? Oh. Because I think we had some hiccups about watermelon when we first started our Trim Healthy Mama plan.
A little few hiccups because we were like, well, cantaloupe is so lower in the glycemes.
We were a bit in bondage, just like we used to be with bananas, but we've been released, okay? And we used to say, well, if you're going to have watermelon, just have a real little bit, maybe one cup. Well, one cup actually has only 9 grams of sugar. 2 cups is still less than 20 grams, and it's good fruit sugar.
It's 92% water from nature.
I know.
You know, like perfectly distilled and purified and
So listen, if you do have blood sugar problems with it, well then stick to one cup. But I think most of us aren't going to. I want us to be released because I want to talk about something I discovered about it last night, Serene.
Go for it.
And oh, my goodness.
There is some exciting things.
Very interesting. Okay. So we all know watermelon is full of lycopene.
That's what I was just about to say. Yeah. Everyone gives tomatoes a good old crown. No worries.
And we've done a superfood spotlight on tomatoes before and we talked about lycopene, but watermelon is another great source of lycopene. Serene, why do we love lycopene? Do a refresher.
Oh, lycopene fights cancer. Lycopene is excellent for the eyes. Lycopene is an antioxidant, mm-hmm. which basically gets rid of the free radicals in your body. Mm. Lycopene, oh my goodness, anything wrong with you, lycopene is there as like a Navy SEAL.
And it's amazing for men because lycopene is the most, one of the strongest anti-prostate cancer things there is. But I discovered something else for men and for women, but mostly for men last night in watermelon.
Good, because my man loves watermelon.
Okay.
Well, he loves fruit salad.
Well, okay, that's to do with it. I was reading this book. I've been taking a long time to read this book called How Not to Die by Dr. Michael Greger. And I've been enjoying this last part of it because it's all about the different foods, what's mm-hmm. good about different foods. So he's just going on about watermelon. It's like, yeah, I know all that. Yeah, that's really good, but I know all that. Mm-hmm. And then he said, watermelon is the highest form of food in the world for L-citrulline. L-citrulline. Ooh. Not only does it lower blood pressure and it gets your blood moving, a very, very good form of nitric oxide in the body.
Fruit salad.
It is one of the best things for males for the old ED. Inhibits. Not only does it prevent ED, erectile dysfunction, it can actually return it to normal. Studies have been done. Now, watermelon.
How can we get watermelon all year round?
I know, right? Watermelon, but watermelon is the highest source in the world. One slice is actually a couple of hundred milligrams. So if you having 2 cups, you're getting a really good dose. Now, I started thinking, well, my husband's in his 60s, you know, I want to keep our loving around. Amen. So I was looking into it. So I looked up and I'm like, L-citrulline. I've never really looked into it. I've heard of L-arginine before for the whole nitric oxide.
I like to say L-citrulline. I find myself feeling quite intelligent.
It's a good word.
It's a good word.
I looked it up and yes, they've discovered that everyone wants L-arginine for the whole male performance nitric oxide thing, but it doesn't stay around in your body and it's inhibited by your digestion. Well, they've found out L-citrulline is not, your body can use it. It's a usable form. And so I looked online and yes, they actually have supplements called L-citrulline that they take from the watermelon rind. So it's in both the rind, it's in the red stuff. But have you
eat down a little bit into the white?
Eat some of that white too.
I like it.
Yeah, eat some of the white because that's really potent source.
Hey, Michaela, you're still listening. We answered your
question. Yeah.
That's a really good, cheap stretching thing. A watermelon, taking a watermelon somewhere.
Yeah.
Dropping a fresh, beautiful watermelon.
You always do that, don't you, Serena? When we go places, you get the watermelon.
$3.99 for a big, large, massive thing that feeds a crowd.
I know. And so I looked into that and the supplement itself looks amazing, of course. You can take supplements, but remember whole foods, your body knows what to do with them more.
Because you don't know. There's special cofactors in there.
Yeah, sometimes they'll remove. Make it absorbable.
Right.
But just thinking about watermelon, any food that's bright, like berries, like sweet potatoes, like, you know, tomatoes, red, anything that's bright, it's from God, I believe, telling us, eat me.
Yes. I believe that the watermelons, good old-fashioned watermelons with the seeds inside them, they say that the fruit that still has the seeds inside them that haven't been scientifically kind of like bred out of them, they actually are lower in the glycemic index, having the fruit with the seed in it.
That is true, Serene. And I agree. And I know you're the type that can do seeds like do you know that my daughter Autumn, I found this really, I didn't know she was doing this her whole life. She swallows pomegranate seeds.
Oh, that's what I do. What do you do? You spit them out? You weirdo. You weirdo. You think that you're the one that's weird. She's the normal.
Hold on. No, it wasn't pomegranate. Hold on, Tim, you might have to edit this. It wasn't pomegranate seeds. She's swallowing something else. Hold on.
Well, I could like to leave it on because I want to say we need to ask the people
I do eat them, but I find it hard to swallow them.
Are you carrying a little cup like people that do dip?
No, it's not that. I can swallow them. I find it hard, but there's something else that she swallows. Hold on, I'm going to call her. Just talk amongst yourself.
Caller, but Leslie Pops, what do you swallow the pomegranate seeds?
They're a bit chewy, texturing.
Sometimes I just suck it off and then spit them out.
Ooh, you're like a person with a dip cup. You know those good old tobacco chewing people and they have to carry around something to spit the leftovers of their mouth?
I remember as a kid, and if kids are listening, don't do this. It's not cool. It's not clever. But I used to collect the watermelon seeds and then be like.
Oh, you did it. You did it, machine gun spit. A machine gun spit.
Oh, you kept but it all was 50 in your mouth and then you just like machine gun.
You know, I've got seat. You're sitting in Danny's seat. Danny is the one only that would have said that.
Yeah, but only into the bin. Only into the bin, I promise.
The trash can for all you Americans.
Oh, yeah, in the trash can. But that was just a really vivid memory that you just gave me because I was thinking about that. But since then, I
fully believe that I'm calling my daughter just for a second. But I fully believe, Serene, it's the – hey, baby. Hey, remember we were talking the other day and what seeds did you swallow? And I'm like, you're swallowing seeds. Like
crickets.
Radio
crickets.
What seeds was it? And then Tivi said that she did it too. Just doesn't matter. Just tell me what it tell me what it was.
What are you going to talk about?
Okay, just tell me what it was. Your mother is telling you, just please,
Auntie
darling.
Serene won't let her talk to her. She won't put this on the potty.
No.
She would never.
It's not like I would put it on the potty.
Or this phone call.
Just tell me what it was. I'm your mother and I'm in control of you.
Ishe ilwe otne utpe onne otipe.
I'm going to call Tivi and ask her because she's done it too. Which one was it then? I just can't remember it. Girlfriend, hurry up. Darling, it's not going to hurt anybody. Just tell me what it... I know, it doesn't. I maybe won't. Just tell me...
Never false.
Never false.
Always true.
Okay, I'm going to call Tivi and I'll tell the story about Tivi.
Okay, they were When I was just swallowing them.
Yeah. Yeah, what fruit?
Cherry seeds.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I love you so much, and I might not.
What was it?
Okay, baby.
Mom.
What?
Please, don't.
This because is why? Really funny.
I don't know. Somehow
I feel
you're say that
really
I
bad.
Swallow 15,000, like.
I love somehow. You. I love you so much,
what
and
was
I'll
the
get
fruit
your.
That she swallows?
Cherries.
Cherry piss. She is a weirdo.
Oh, that's a bit big.
I love you so much, and I'll get you permission before I edit this.
Love you,
before
Autumn.
I put this
oh
in
my
the
gosh.
Potty.
You never do,
I know, but this time I will before this goes live. Okay, bye.
Maybe. That's so funny. That was so
hey,
funny.
Yeah, so that's so cherry pits.
Cherry pits.
She looked it up when I told her. I said, you don't swallow cherry pits, do you? And she's like, yeah. So then I found out Tiffy, her cousin, does too. I'll have to get her.
Oh, I'm sure they're healthy. I'm sure that's probably why they're so
beautiful. No, they actually said that you don't want to swallow too many of them, but you're probably okay.
I think when
I think that might be painful.
That's all off topic. Am I? If you're hearing this, if you're listening to this party and hearing this, Autumn is letting me share that because I wouldn't without her consent. She's so private, my little Autumn, sweetie girl. But I didn't know she was swallowing cherry pits her whole life. What sort of mother am I?
Yes, what were you? You could have had her choking it too.
Well, I don't know. She survived and she's actually a super healthy girl. Maybe it was a cherry pits. All that to say, it's the fruit that you will eat that's good for you. Okay, yeah. So I hate watermelon with seeds so much I don't eat
don't
it.
Don't you tell me you buy these seeded.
Is that my identity then?
Yes,
maybe I could be that girl that likes them.
You could be that girl.
Oh, but there's so many seeds, Serene. I buy seeded.
Flick them out.
That's a lot of work. You don't mind work.
I just swallow
I'm
the jelly
like a drive-through
so
Sue, that perfect watermelon with no seeds, so shiny
yeah, but it looks
and bright.
Like scientifically, like people
I'm still
with
getting
their white
lycopene.
Coats
I'm still getting citrulline.
Cursing it.
Citrulline does something else. Guess what it does?
What, mate?
It helps you after workouts. It helps your body break down lactic acid, Serene, and it takes the ammonia out of your body.
And wouldn't you want to just get a nice cold slice of watermelon after a workout?
I know, isn't that amazing?
So, you know,
it can
hydrating.
Also give you energy. L-citrulline gives you energy. A lot of bodybuilders take L-citrulline, the supplement, before workout because they have more energy to do their workouts and they get better pumps. You know how they call them pumps?
Yes.
Bro pumps.
Yes. Yes. Oh my.
So it releases more blood flow to the extremities of the body. So that's why
the nitric acid,
nitric oxide can help men as they age keep the love life aflowing.
Yeah. Yay. Yay for fruit salad.
I mean, great. So anyway, it was a shorter potty than usual, but Danny wasn't here, and I think we covered it all.
Yeah, I think we did.
See you guys here next week, yay?
Do you guys eat cherry pits and pomegranate? See?
I mean, we'll hear back from them.
Yeah.
Bye. Trim healthy mama my way. And then I'll be trim healthy mama to stay.